told me the instruments of a symphony. Some are large and some are small, they all sound differently. But when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. Now you've met the instruments of the woodwind family. The brass family are the next group of instruments we'll meet. Conical tubes made of brass and metal with members both big and small. Players buzz their lips into a metal cup while blowing air to make their brassy call.
Hi, welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go! Last episode, we met the terrific trombone. Today, we get to meet the largest member of the brass family, the tremendous tuba. My pal, Pumpy the Pumpkin, loves low instruments and is very excited to be learning the tuba. Let's welcome our guests. Hi, Pumpy.
Vincent, this is the amazing Joe Reddy, an awesome tuba player.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to Meet the Instruments.
Hey, Vincent. It's great to see
you. Can you tell us a little about why you chose to play the tuba?
I chose the tuba because my dad played the tuba way back in the day. And yeah, he just introduced me to it, and I've loved it ever since.
Joe, will you please show us your tuba?
Sure. Here it is.
Wow, it's huge. I could live in that thing.
Joe's tuba looks like a lot of tubing wrapped around several times into an oval shape, and a huge bell points straight up to the sky. It's so big, Joe has to sit down and rest it on his lap or chair to play it.
If I climbed into the bell, could you shoot me out of it like a cannon?
You could, but that's not the best idea.
No, I guess not. Would you please tell us a little about the tuba?
Sure. Well, the tuba was patented all the way back in 1835. But compared to some instruments in the orchestra, it's actually rather new.
It's a newer instrument? But that's almost 200 years old! It's older than my grandma!
It is old, but compared to the violin, it's a new instrument.
Oh, so that's why it's so shiny, because it's a newer instrument, right?
Yeah, it is really shiny.
You have valves like a trumpet instead of a slide like the trombone. That's probably a good thing, huh? Because I bet if the tuba had a slide, it would reach all the way out the door.
It sure would.
How much tubing makes up a tuba?
Oh, I'd say about 28 feet, give or take.
28 feet of tubing all wrapped up makes a tuba?
It sure does.
Wow, that's as long as a school bus.
That's why it's called a tuba, because it has so much tubing! Get it, tubing?
Yeah.
How do you make a sound on a tuba?
Well, it starts with the mouthpiece right here.
Wow, the tuba mouthpiece is huge. It fits completely over your mouth.
I take a big breath, and then my lips vibrate inside the cup.
That's a funny sound. So you're just buzzing your lips inside that big mouthpiece cup?
Exactly.
Will you please show us what it sounds like when the mouthpiece is on the tuba?
So I'm going to buzz a note. And then play it.
That's awesome. It sounds much better with the mouthpiece on.
It sure does.
Do the valves on a tuba work the same way as the valves on a trumpet?
They sure do. If I press the valves down as I play, it lowers and lengthens the tubing of the instrument a little bit.
Will you please show us?
Sure.
So what are you doing with your left hand there? It looks like you're pulling a slide in and out.
Yeah, so just like on a trumpet, they adjust their left hand for pitches, so I'm doing the same thing. So if I want to make my note more in tune, I just adjust the slide a little bit.
Oh, so you use the valves to change the notes, and you use the slide to tune the notes so they're more in tune.
Exactly.
Is the tuba the lowest of all the brass instruments?
Yes, it is.
How low can it go?
Let's see. Would you like me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that might be lower than my contrabassoon. Since it's a bass instrument, does the tuba read music in the bass clef?
Yes.
So, would you please play something for us?
Sure. I'm going to be playing a little bit of When the Saints Go Marching In. It was originally a spiritual, and this hymn became popular in the early 1900s in New Orleans. Demonstrate what's called multiphonics, where you can sing a note and play a note at the same time.
That's crazy! So you're singing into the tuba and buzzing the mouthpiece at the same time?
That's right.
Does the tuba ever get heavy?
Well, it can, but we can just put it down and rest it on the floor.
Nice, and it just stands up on its own. Cool.
Hey, Joe, can we play our duet for Vincent?
Sure. Great job, Pumpy.
That was so totally groovy. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Joe.
You're welcome, Vincent, and thank you for having me here.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next time when we will be meeting a member of the string family, the very vivacious violin. We'll see you soon. Bye.
The tuba is the best instrument in the orchestra because there's only one.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony. Funded in part by the Oxen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nico Buetti. starring Joe Reddy, Pumpy the Pumpkin, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nicole Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021, goes to 11 Media, all rights reserved.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
You're listening to ICANN on HD2.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network for kids, families, and educators. ICANN Radio is dedicated to empowering children to be curious. That's why every Saturday morning, we hand the mic to the trusty narrator to answer your burning questions. That's next on Who's Smarted?